This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Earlier this month, about a dozen snow machines drifted off into the Bering Sea near the village of Quingilinoc, where a large chunk of ice broke off and drifted to sea. KYUK's Charles Enoch reports.
It was an otherwise normal day of seal hunting when about 12 hunters were alerted their snow machines were adrift roughly 3 miles from shore with an ice floe that had broken off. Quingilinoc resident Johnny Andrew Jr. was one of those hunters.
Those who went home ahead of us spotted them. We called them on the VHFs to ask if they got home. Then we hurried home, once alerted that the snow machines were 3 miles from shore. Then we brought them back to shore by boat.
Village rescuers pulled one snow machine out of the salt water. Another machine had already disappeared under the ice. Andrew says both machines were attached to sleds that dragged the snow machines off the ice when the ice was drifting in the currents. Andrew speculates the reason for the incident was caused by increased wave activity causing the ice to break off. Seal hunting in the spring is known for its many hazards, the most significant considered the unpredictable nature of the sea and wavy conditions even in calm weather. Conditions that can get the best of even the most experienced of hunters, as Quingilinoc Elder Roland Phillip explains.
Since I've been hunting and traveling as a boy, I was repeatedly told that in the spring the sea is wavy even when there's no wind, breaking the ice even though it's thick. The sea doesn't tell you what it's going to do even on a good day. There are many dangers. Even the most experienced hunters run into hardships from time to time. We talk about it, but you can't completely avoid hardships. That's the way it's always been.
Since then, the Quingilinoc River has broken up, giving hunters a safer, more direct approach to seal hunting. For KYUK in Bethel, this is Charles Enoch.
Last year's Miss WEIO, Megan Leary, is the 2014 first runner-up of the Miss Indian World competition, which wrapped up Saturday night at the Gathering of Nations powwow in Albuquerque. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
The contest brings together young, indigenous culture bearers from all across North America. Arriving at the Bethel Airport Sunday night to cheers from family and friends, Leary says it was them who made it possible for her to compete.
Knowing that they were here at home watching me and I was like a role model for them and I was the leader for them, and that was a lot of when I went there, I was saying, you know, win or lose, I came here to represent people back home, and that's what I did, just thinking of them.
23-year-old Leary is Yupik and Athabascan. She grew up in Kalskeg and Napaineut and graduated from Bethel Regional High School. She was Miss Chimay in 2013. She went on to become Miss World Eskimo Indian Olympics, or Miss WEIO. At the Miss Indian World competition, Leary won the contests for best speech and best talent for traditional skin sewing. There was also a personal interview with judges and an impromptu public speaking competition.
It was a funny question. My question was, describe traditional foods of your tribe. So I explained agudok and stinkeds and blackfish, stuff like that, and people were kind of grossed out by the things that we eat.
For a traditional talent presentation, Leary showed off traditional skin sewing, which was done with help from people all along the river. She was also judged on a dance performance in front of thousands of people.
You know, it made you so proud of who you were and what you were representing, because you weren't going down there as yourself. You were going down there as everybody that, you know, in your family, everybody in the Kuskokwim, everybody in the state of Alaska, because I was representing my title, Miss World Eskimo Indian Olympics, and I'm an ambassador of all Alaska Native people of the state, and I went down there for everybody and all my ancestors.
21-year-old Taylor Thomas from the Shoshone-Bannock tribe in Idaho was crowned the 2014 Miss Indian World. You can see a video of the crowning at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
It may be warm and sunny in many parts of Alaska, but winter is not done on the North Slope just yet. The Alaska Department of Transportation says there are drifts up to 4 feet deep covering parts of the Dalton Highway. Forecasters say no major spring flooding is expected in Alaska's interior, unlike last year's destructive breakup. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports experts say warmer than normal temperatures and below normal snowfall in western Alaska over much of the winter have produced ideal breakup conditions. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.